This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
On one occasion, the Prophet entered the masjid and he found a man from the Ansar called Abu Umama. He said to him, "Abu Umama, why are you here in the masjid, in the mosque, at a time when there's no prayer? You know, your presence seems worrying." So Abu Umama said, "O Messenger of Allah, it's because I have so much worries, so much anxiety, and there's debts that have overwhelmed me." So the Prophet ﷺ said, "Shall I not teach you some words? If you were to say them, then all of that would go from you?" He said, "Yes, tell me." So the Prophet said, "Say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan, wa a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasal, wa a'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhl. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ غَلَبَةِ الدَّيْنِ وَقَهْرِ الرِّجَالِ." He said, "Say these words, O Allah, I seek refuge of you from anxiety and worry. I seek refuge of you from incapacity and from laziness. I seek refuge in you from being a coward, cowardice and stinginess. And I seek refuge of you from the overwhelming debt and from being subdued to other men." Abu Umama said, "I went, I said that dua, I did, and Allah helped me, my debts were removed and my anxiety relieved." Now, you might say, "Well, how are these words gonna, you know, remove the anxiety? How are these words gonna pay off the debt?" And I think this hadith is a very important hadith for motivation. It's a very important hadith for giving self-awareness. The Prophet is teaching us that there are obstacles in life to a person progressing. There are obstacles in life to getting on with your day. This will include those things that he has mentioned. You know, the worries, the anxieties, the laziness, the being coward, being stingy, you know, holding back, not wanting to spend. All these things are actually barriers to progression, barriers to getting on with your day. So when you wake up in the morning and you make this saying, this dua, it's like you're announcing, "Oh Allah, help me in this day." But also it is psychologically saying, "I'm going to overcome these things. I'm going to overcome worry. I'm going to overcome grief. I'm not going to be a coward. I'm going to go forward. I'm going to, you know, maybe go into some ventures, maybe go into some ventures, maybe go and do some other stuff. You know, I'm not going to let debts overwhelm me." It's like a pushing incentive. So when you say these words, and this is the power of thoughts, because today, you know, some of the top psychologists and also mentoring coaches, they always tell you that, you know, you are made out of your thoughts. You know, you can control how you are by your thought process. So if your thought process is, "I'm going to go out, I'm going to pay my debts off, I'm going to relieve it, I'm not going to be lazy, I'm going to go forward, I'm going to do this, that helps you to have a positive outlook, and that will initiate some sort of actions and work that will help you to relieve that. In addition to this, obviously, there are blessings from Allah to be had by turning to Him, and these blessings will give you a very much important reality in achieving a lot of the things that you can, because Allah might direct some money towards you, and obviously He will control how things come to you. So again, there is a power in that as well, in seeking help from Allah.